Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people. It's time for Bow to the People. Come on, way. Come on now. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. It's Bow to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, it's kind of a slightly gloomy-looking day, and this weekend they were predicting that it was going to be a very hot weekend. You know, it was, or before the weekend, they were doing that prediction. They were saying, like, in Southern California, you know, it would be, like, between in the 80s and 90s. I don't like when it gets too hot, but their predictions were a little bit off. It was kind of on the cool side, and the sun came out a little bit, but, you know, not much. But anyways, I want to wish everyone a happy Earth Day. Today is Earth Day. The first Earth Day was actually held on April 22nd, 1970. Which, according to my math, what, 54 years ago? Now, the official theme for 2024 is Planet versus Plastics. And, of course, Earth Day is all about protecting our environment and our planet, you know, go green. But plastics is an extremely, well, it's very problematic. And especially with stormwater runoff, you know, we have rains, and, you know, well, pesticides and the fertilizers from people's lawns and plants, you know, go down the runoff into the ocean. And plastics as well, all trash, you know, cigarette butts and the like. But, of course, people tend to use plastics at the beach. And what happens is the plastics kind of break down into tiny particles, and then it gets into the marine ecosystem, and, you know, the marine wildlife mistake it for food, and they ingest it, and it just has a severe toxic effect. Although lately I've heard on the news that, you know, we drink water and soda and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. It's from, you know, plastic bottles. And apparently the microfibers enter our bodies, and it's much more of a problem than originally thought. You know, there's scientific evidence. But insofar as pollution is concerned, you know, what we really need to do is, well, of course, when you talk about Earth Day and, you know, practicing green sustainable practices, you know, they have the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle. And we should all be doing that instead of, you know, having products go into leftover or trash, go into landfills. You know, we should recycle, reuse, and of course, reduce those products. I mean, that just goes without saying. We want to leave our planet in better shape for our, you know, future generations than, you know, we did. And now that science, you know, a lot of it, we didn't have the science and technology or didn't know otherwise, but now, you know, we've learned so much about, you know, the adverse impacts on our air quality and, you know, the stormwater runoff going into the ocean. It's just, there's a lot that we can do to just make this planet a lot better. And when you think about, you know, the millions of people and the waste left behind, the trash left behind. You know, you buy products and they have a lot of excess packaging, and that all gets trashed. Well, I should say it shouldn't be trashed. It should be recycled or even reused to the extent possible. And, of course, reduced. Or if you see products that are packaged in environmentally unfriendly packaging, just don't buy it. As consumers, we have a lot of power. When we don't buy products, then the suppliers, you know, they listen and they change their habits. And that's true of a lot of things. You know, prices, if there's price gouging and we do have a lot of inflation, then just don't buy those products where they're jacking up the prices. And that's how, you know, our voices are heard at the ballot box, if you will. So, but, you know, today being Earth Day, it's just not just another catchy slogan or marketing thing. It's rather, you know, very significant. And we should actually practice Earth Day every day. You know, tomorrow maybe some people will forget about Earth Day, but, you know, as I said earlier, there's so much that we can do that'll go a long way to protecting and preserving, you know, our environment for future generations. There's actually a very good website. It's earthday.org, and it has a lot of great information, and then there's lots of links to, you know, other websites that will tell the reader, you know, how to employ sustainable best practices. And so I would highly recommend, you know, people going to that. But a lot of it is just common sense, you know, just things that we can do by, again, reducing, reusing, and recycling. And then there's some things that you don't actually think about, but, you know, the plastics. I remember, and now I'm probably dating myself, but I remember the movie The Graduate, where Dustin Hoffman is, I guess, kind of being seduced by this housewife. But there's one scene where the husband is saying to Dustin, who's just like a newly graduated college student, and so the father's giving him advice. And he's dating, of course, the daughter of the father. But the advice is one word, plastics. Because back then, plastics was the new thing, you know, that was going to be, well, you know, if you wanted to get a good job, it was in the plastics industry, and plastics was going to be the latest and greatest state-of-the-art packaging. And and plastics come from basically petroleum-based products, but there are other containers that, you know, things can be packaged in, so this Earth Day, we should be good consumers and also be good stewards, you know, of our environment. One thing I want to mention is in honor of Earth Day, which is today, of course, all Metro buses and trains will be free. And it's free today until 3 a.m. Tomorrow. So you would think it would only be midnight, but it's 3 a.m. So just make sure you get on that train if you're returning from somewhere, you know, by actually 2:59, I think, is what the time is. And that way, you can ride the Metro for free. And again, that's all of their buses and all of their trains. But, you know, there's also a lot of pollution. You know, we should all be doing ride sharing or carpooling or using alternate transportation. Now, again, I'm dating myself, and I remember when I was a kid growing up and you couldn't see the downtown Los Angeles skyline with all the smog. But then, of course, they had restrictions on, you know, you had to have anti-pollution technology in your car, and that's cut down a lot. And then there was alternate fuels. They got the lead out of gasoline. Of course, now electric vehicles and hybrids. Well, that's going to be a subject of another story, but electric vehicles just aren't selling, and there's many reasons. Obviously they're much more expensive. They're very heavy because the battery is super heavy, and that's environmentally unfriendly, by the way, because there's a lot of precious metals, inert chemical. It'll come back to me, but it's difficult to dispose of those batteries, just like actually most batteries. I guess I was thinking of lithium ion. Lithium is, and then there's one other material that are in the particular car batteries that's unique to car batteries. And then when your battery, reaches the end of its economic useful life, people that have bought relatively cheaper cars, well, nothing's cheap these days, but less expensive cars, electric vehicles, then they get surprised when they have to replace the battery, and it's $13,000 to $15,000 or $17,000. And then the resale values, nobody wants to buy them, a used one with limited battery life, and so the the resale values depreciate substantially. When you buy a car and you drive it off the lot, immediately it loses a chunk of resale value, but especially if it's an electric vehicle. Now, hybrids on the other side are, and then of course the range, there's a place if you're out in the middle of nowhere and, you need to charge or recharge your EV, and, there's no charging stations around. But you see, that's where hybrids come in, and they get, the phenomenal ratings. And what happens is that the battery is constantly being charged by driving, and so right now people are actually buying hybrids until and unless the electric vehicle technology changes. And the battery technology is constantly changing. That's yet another reason why people don't want to buy today. Now, on that note, gas prices for gas-powered vehicles, we know what's going on at the pumps. And I just saw on the news today, this morning, that refineries are getting ready to switch over to the blends that are more pollution-friendly. During the summer months, it's more of a problem than in the winter months, so they have a less expensive winter blend, but they have to either put additives or change the additives for the summer. And interestingly, the price is not all that significant by the refineries. It is more expensive, and of course they pass that along to the consumers. However, they pass it along with a hefty profit margin, so it's much more expensive than what the additional cost, the refinery cost, is for the fuel. I remember I said this last time, last year, maybe it was during Earth Day, or maybe it was a couple of years ago, and I got a text message from a friend who works at a local refinery saying, why did I say that? And so I did some due diligence and research, and I looked at reliable sources. I went on the Internet, and it's absolutely true. Just because someone doesn't want something publicized or doesn't want to hear something doesn't make it untruthful. And in fact, he never once said it was untruthful. That's just a fact. But I want to digressed, actually. I wanted to get back on the subject of Earth Day. People are having solar panels on their roof, renewable energy. Of course, we know wind turbine power, the power of photovoltaics, you know, sunlight, that's all to be welcomed. But people that buy plug-in electric vehicles and they plug into the grid, if they plug into their home and it's being powered by, you know, let's say solar panels, and that's fine. If it's just going through the grid and they're getting their electricity from when you go back through the supply chain and it's coming from the burning of coal, you know, fossil fuels, and leaving a carbon footprint, then that's not fine. But someone will have a warm and fuzzy feeling that they're driving an electric car when, in fact, they're not really contributing to anything. And, in fact, you know, they're actually, well, they are. They're contributing to the pollution problem with, again, as I said, regarding the batteries. So, and then they're saying that if everyone were to adopt electric vehicles now, the grid, the electrical grid, couldn't possibly handle the loads because they weren't designed for that. So, you know, that's a problem. And also with the photovoltaic cells, the technology is changing. It's becoming more efficient, and you can get, you know, more energy with less of solar panels or less coverage. So, but anyways, I would still recommend, you know, using, obviously, energy that's, you know, having coming from renewable sources. And just as I'm talking, I got a text message from a friend saying, but even if you have solar panels, they still rely on batteries, namely, like, you have a Tesla, so-called Tesla battery in your garage, and those batteries are like, well, what I referred to with the car batteries. They're not environmentally very friendly, and they're also expensive. And the reason why you have to have those batteries, by the way, is it'd be nice if we had sun all day long, 24/7, or maybe just every day, you know, during daylight hours. But obviously there's clouds and fog, and that's when you need to rely on the battery. Otherwise, you have to go, you know, to, well, having just regular conventional electric power. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't consider. And, yes, we should be carbon neutral as quickly as we possibly can. But it should also be environmentally friendly and cost-effective as well. So, enough on that. I wasn't planning on talking about the negative aspects of, you know, people that think they're being, you know, environmentally friendly by driving EVs, electric vehicles. But there's just some things that you have to say when you're talking about those. So people, you know, I guess you would call that full disclosure. Anyways, again, happy Earth Day. Let's all practice sustainable, green sustainable best practices. And, you know, collectively, if all of us do that, there's a lot of benefits to our planet. Okay, well, so enough about that. You know, one thing I saw on the news, unrelated to Earth Day, and now I'm shifting gears, but I saw where West Hollywood residents are concerned over plans to redevelop the iconic Viper Room, you know, the one located, that was located on the Sunset Boulevard. The reason why they're upset is because the proposed project would include an 11-story hotel with residential units and restaurants. And, you know, I remember one time I'd heard so much about the Viper Room, I had to go there. And I actually liked it, and I didn't know that, you know, that either they're no longer in business or soon to be no longer in business, you know, that that's being redeveloped. But I just wanted to throw that in. You know, again, that's the more things change, the more they remain the same. Or what's the saying? save paradise and put up a parking lot. Actually, it doesn't necessarily apply to this, but, you know, it's like nothing lasts forever, I guess, is probably what I wanted to say on that. Well, one thing that's coming, and now I'm shifting gears again, the 2024 Paris Olympics are coming up. You know, it's like I love the Olympics. And now they have it all, you know, it's alternating. It used to be every 4 years, but then they went to every 2 years you have the Summer Olympics, or you have the Summer Olympics, and 2 years later you have the Winter Olympics, and then vice versa. So they're not all in the same year. It's spaced out, you know, every other year. But the Summer Olympics are happening, and that's going to be July 26th through August 10th. And July 26th is the opening ceremonies. It's on a Friday. And then, you know, August 10th will be the closing ceremony. And I think Paris is 8 hours ahead of us. So I think it would be the situation where by the time we see the events that are tape delayed, for here in the States, the results are already known. So I guess they need to have spoiler alerts for that. But the one thing that's interesting is, you know, the Tonight Show host, Jimmy Fallon, is actually preparing already. You know, he's set to co-host NBC Universal's coverage of the Paris Olympic Games. And it's going to be interesting because he's got figure skaters Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, and there's going to be, of course, other celebrities. And so I love watching the Olympics, hopefully when the U.S. wins. But one bad habit I have down in my case is like when a competitor, usually like Russia or China, when the athlete, falls, like whether it's figure skating or ski jumping or even, downhill skiing, and I have a propensity of laughing, and people tell me that's not polite and it's not funny. Presumably they don't get injured because that's definitely not funny, but, I laugh if it's like Russia or China, but it's not really them that we should be blaming. It's their leaders, like Putin. And anyways, on that note, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And during the commercial break, Jay, our program director, and I were talking about the Olympics and about the judging in certain Olympic events and how sometimes that can be, you know, go awry. Now, they're supposed to have, like, neutral judges. The country, like, let's say, figure skating, you know, if it's a U.S. skater on the ice, they don't have a U.S. judge. And same thing if it was Russian or if it's China, you know, someone from China. And they also usually, I don't know about that. I know in, like, swimming and diving and certain other events, they throw out the high score and the low score, and that's supposed to minimize if you have a judge that's friendly with another country. And but you know, you'll see like where someone will give eights and nines, and then there's like a five, you know, by one judge. That's obviously you know, problematic, but it gets thrown out. Just like if you have you know, sevens and eights, and then one judge gives someone a 10, you know, that's going to get thrown out. But still, there's a nastiness in every walk of life and in everything. And, you know, they always say there's a bad apple in every bunch. But, you know, that sometimes stains what are otherwise, you know, outstanding Olympics. Well, so moving on, you know, today I turned on the TV when I got up, and there was a lot going on in the news and in some things that have happened, you know, during the week. But of course, there's a $1.9 billion proposal that's going to bring more attractions to, you know, Disneyland and Disney resorts in Anaheim. And that was approved by the city council last week, I think last Tuesday. It still has to come back for a second vote. You know, there must be, you know, the, however you call it, the entertainment business must be thriving, that, you know, they feel the need to expand. Although a lot of that's going to be commercial development, again, you know, like hotels and restaurants, not office buildings. Office buildings are just the opposite, presumably because people are, more people are working at home, you know, ever since the pandemic. But yeah, I don't know what the prices are for Disneyland tickets, but last time I checked, it was like, wow, I can't believe it, like 100 and something. But and especially if you have a family of four or more, that could get pretty expensive. And there's also competition as well. And, you know, there's other entertainment and amusement forums. But, you know, I guess that's big business. And, you know, we'll see, you know, how that turns out. So speaking about entertainment, you know, summer concerts are, you know, the free summer concerts at most cities, or at least in the beach cities in South Bay, those are coming up. And I'll have a special show once all of the cities post who their performers, who the bands are going to be. But I look forward to that. Now, last night, it was Saturday night. The weekend's kind of a blur. But we watched the Billy Joel concert. You know, the previous weekend, it was televised. It was a celebration of his 100th concert of his residency in New York's Madison Square Garden. However, through a programming or computer glitch, he was doing his most popular song, and then the network on the East Coast and Midwest switched to other programming, which pissed off a lot of people, you know, namely Billy Joel fans, and so the network decided to rebroadcast or rerun the telecast in its entirety, and that was Saturday night. And it was a really good concert. The only thing is, one of my favorite songs of his is Pressure, and they didn't have that song, but they also said that in the televised version, there were certain songs that I guess they eliminated to keep it within, I think it was like a 1.5 hour time slot, actually less than that when you factor in the commercial breaks. But it was a pretty good concert, actually. He still has it, and he actually had one new song. He says he hasn't had any new songs in, you know, well, I forget how many years, a gazillion years, but and he did a new song, and that was a great song as well. So, and then, of course, speaking about, concerts, but also entertainment, Springfest at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center is this upcoming weekend, and they've got a number of bands. Jeremy Buck, and I assume he's playing with The Bang, that's his group, you know, Jeremy Buck and The Bang. He'll be performing, and if you don't know him, it's rather interesting. He plays drums, and usually a drummer doesn't sing, or they may do one or possibly two songs, and then they're doing a basic drum beat while they're singing, because just playing the drums is kind of like patting your head and rubbing your chest at the same time. But then when you factor in having to sing, that's even more so. But a basic drum beat is... a good drummer can do it, you know, in their sleep, you know, on autopilot, if you will. But he actually plays the drums, and he's the lead singer, and, you know, he's great. And then they have, and I'm not sure if it's Feed the Kitty or if it's, you know, their latest band where they have a couple of different members. And now I'm drawing a blank. If Jay's listening, maybe he could help out. But Pet Project, yeah. But, you know, they're great as well. And there are other performers as well. Of course, they also have the carnival rides, and I think they have a petting zoo and a bunch of other things. And it's to benefit, the proceeds benefit, you know, the local businesses. I think it's the North Redondo Beach Business Association. So, you know, that's always a great event, and I like the rides, especially the Tilt-A-Whirl. Hopefully they have that. And then the one that has, like, two rockets, and they go upside down. They stop you upside down. You know, just those classic rides that, you know, I love. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, going back to this past weekend, the 49th annual Long Beach Grand Prix, and there's a lot I want to talk about it, because, you know, I love the Grand Prix. Next year, of course, will be the 50th annual, and they'll have probably a lot of celebrations, because it's a major milestone. It's hard to believe it's been 50 years. I'm going to talk about that subject, but first, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And, you know, I love the Long Beach Grand Prix. I went to Long Beach State University. The amazing thing is I've never actually seen one in person. One time, one of the friend who I went to college with either had an apartment or a condo. It's like a high-rise one. And so we had a party, and you know, with binoculars, we had a really good aerial view of the actual race. And then they have a number of events that lead up to the race and various parties. And you can get like a pit pass and go in. And I think in some cases they let you sit in a car and, you know, get a photo. There's a racetrack, I believe it may be in Pomona, where you can actually take an Indy car, and those are Indy cars that were in the Long Beach Grand Prix, not Formula One cars. I'll talk about that in a second. But you can actually, there's one where you can, it's a tandem ride where there's a professional race car driver in the front and you're like a passenger in the back. And then there's one where you can actually take out, drive one, you take a lap along the racetrack. And I've been wanting to do that forever and I keep saying I'm going to do it and I never haven't done it. But I know Mario Andretti has a company. And then there's a competing company, that does that. And at one time, I think it was like about $100 to do the tandem. And then it was like, $200 to $300 or something like that to, actually take a lap. I'm sure nowadays, that was a few years ago, so nowadays it's probably more expensive. And they probably have a governor on it, where it can only go up to a certain speed to keep everyone safe. But anyways, the Long Beach Grand Prix, we watched it on TV yesterday, and Scott Dixon won. I believe that's the second Long Beach Grand Prix. So, but some people were posting that they really like seeing the Formula One cars in the Long Beach Grand Prix, and I had to correct them. They're Indy cars, not Formula One cars, and I know they look very similar. And actually, when you see them side by side, you can see the differences. But they both use the same chassis and the basic aerodynamic kit. Now, Indy car engines are either Chevy or Hondas, whereas Formula One engines are built by Ferrari, Renault, or Mercedes. As far as speed goes, the F1 cars, as I call them, the Formula One cars, not as I call them, it's what they call them, the F1 cars They can maneuver around tracks faster, but Indy cars have a higher top speed. In fact, the Indy cars can hit speeds upwards of 240 miles an hour, while the Formula One cars max out at 220 miles per hour. Now, when I said, you know, the maneuverability, you might ask, well, they look similar and have a lot of similarities. Well, why are they different? And I actually looked that up. I Googled it from a reliable source. And the Formula One cars have power steering, whereas the Indy cars don't. So, you know, because of that, it's harder to steer in the Indy car series, making it a lot more physically taxing on the drivers. Although, when Scott Dixon won, and he got out of the car, and he was jumping up and down, and he didn't seem too exhausted. But I've seen other races. I don't know if it was an Indy car race or a stock car race, or maybe it was the 24 hours of Le Mans, where the driver could barely stand up, and it was that exhausting. But whether it's an Indy car or a Formula One car, you know, I just love that kind of racing. And also, you know, I mentioned the differences in the cars. The tracks, I believe, but I could be wrong on this, the Formula One has racetracks have more bends and curves. And, you know, Indy cars, they take an actual roadway, like in Long Beach. They close off Pine Avenue and then some of the other adjacent roadways, and then they put up those concrete K-rail barriers and fencing to keep objects, you know, like tires and other parts from flying into the viewing audience, you know, when there's wrecks. You know, a lot of people go to auto races, particularly stock car races, just to see the crashes. And the technology that they have to protect the drivers are second to none. You know, they have the roll cages. The problem is, I think you're sitting on top of the fuel tank. Now, they also have, burn-proof racing suits. Nothing's burn-proof or crash-proof. Maybe I should say burn-resistant. But when you see those cars go airborne, you know, normally they don't because they got the front and rear spoilers, because given the speeds, you know, they're going like at the speed of an aircraft. But when they collide and one gets propelled upward, then it's a kind of a different story. And sometimes you'll see a car roll several times and, you know, bounce back and forth and hit the wall. And for the most part, you know, they don't really get injured or have, you know, like some maybe bumps and bruises. Although I gotta believe that you could get a concussion that way. Of course they wear, you know, full racing helmets. You know, it seems to be relatively safe. Apparently nothing is totally safe in any, you know, sport or in any endeavor or walk of life. But that's another thing that should be on my bucket list. In addition to driving an Indy car, I'd like to go to the Long Beach Grand Prix. I should put it in my calendar because, as I said earlier, next year's the 50th anniversary. They have a number of free events, and they have concerts and things. Traffic and parking is probably a nightmare, you know, around there. And they have, it's a whole circuit, so they have, you know, the different tracks where they have the Indy cars racing in the same, you know, for the Indy car series, and the same thing for the Formula One races. So speaking about the need for speed, I just saw in the news today that there's a $12 billion, and that's the B, $12 billion high speed train that they did the groundbreaking and started construction on it today. And that's going to take someone from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and it's being touted as the first true high-speed passenger rail line in the nation. And it's designed to reach speeds of upwards of 186 miles per hour. comparable to Japan's bullet trains. So that should be really, I would love to go on one of those. They're electric powered trains, and they'll actually cut the 4-hour trip across the Mojave Desert in under, to under 2 hours. So, and they have forecasts that show that there'll be 11 million people, one-way passengers per year, so that's like 30,000 per day. And they're saying that the fares will be well below airline travel costs. So that will be interesting. It'll give the airlines some competition, for the Vegas hauls. And, maybe the prices will go down on airfares as well. When there's competition, that's usually the impact. Anyways, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, so I was talking about entertainment, and it brings to mind, it brings to mind, movies and outdoor theaters. I don't think there's too many drive-in theaters around, but I read where there's this outdoor film series, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, but it's called Cinespia. But they have pop-up locations around. And of course, they do the screenings at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. You get to watch a drive-in movie, except on cemetery grounds. And they charge $22 general admission. And I just happened to see the schedule, the lineup, for the cemetery-paced films. They begin on May 26. The first movie is 7, and then it's followed by Legally Blonde, dazed and confused, Across the Universe, then a movie which I haven't heard of, but it's D-E-B-S, D period, E period, B period, S period. I'm sure that stands for something. And then the final movie is Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. So, you know, that should be interesting. I don't know that I would want to go and watch a movie in a cemetery, but, you know, especially for $22, plus watch those movies at home. So you can just stream them. On my last week's show or the show before, I had mentioned about the Tesla Cybertrucks, and I posted on Facebook how I thought that was the ugliest vehicle of all times. And I had like 85 people that agreed, and had like a similar number of comments, and they were all unfavorable to the trucks. So lo and behold, I find that, and then one friend of mine, who I don't know if he saw my post, they have a house here in Manhattan Beach and then one in Texas. And he was showing they just got one of those trucks and had the Texas license plate, had personalized license plate. Hopefully he hadn't seen my post. I haven't been unfriended yet, Facebook's unfriended Facebook-wise. But I learned that all of them now are being recalled, every one of them, due to a faulty pedal that can stick and accelerate unintentionally. So, in addition, and this is just my commentary, in addition to being ugly, they could be unsafe, potentially unsafe, unless you get that fixed. Although there's been so many different recalls lately, of different vehicles, it's just like, how do you keep up with them? I guess they mail you, if your car is going to be recalled, then they legally have to send you a notice. So I talked about things that we did over the weekend, and as usual, we binge-watched Billionaires. That's on YouTube. And what happens is we watch one, and then it goes to another, and then it goes to another. And there's various different versions, and one of them, it has really cool soundtrack, but it just has, scenes. There's no narration. Then the others, they talk about, individuals. And I talked earlier about how I always like when the Chinese lose in the Olympics or, someone takes a fall. And the Chinese and the Russians, well, they had the lifestyles of Vladimir Putin, and he started out as a former KGB agent, and he didn't have, that much in, equity or wealth. And now they say he could be the richest person in the world. And it's played down and it's denied, but they were showing examples of the luxury homes, the luxury yachts, the luxury cars, and the luxury vacation trips. And in order to sustain a lifestyle like that, the money's got to come from somewhere. And of course, they were saying that it was being looted from, all of the citizens in Russia. So it was kind of interesting, but it was also a bit, on the sad side. One other thing we did, of course, and everyone who listens to my show knows I'm addicted to football. We watched, the UFL football on Saturday and Sunday. And again, I'll remind people, UFL is the merger of the USFL and XFL. And I think it's close to being on par with the NFL. But there's a lot of good football action. I still can't identify with any of the teams, and some of them have the team colors that are very, and jerseys and helmets that are very similar to, NFL teams. Like there's this one that I swear has the exact same colors, and from a distance they look like the San Francisco 49ers, with the red and gold. And And but football is good, and the officiating is good. Although I was telling Jay during the commercial break, there was one play where it was the player was ruled out of bounds, and it wasn't a completion. You know, the guy, even though he caught the ball, they said he caught it out of bounds. And watching in real time, it looked like he was clearly in bounds, you know, like at least a foot or two. And but fortunately, that got reversed on instant replay. You know, I'm glad they have instant replay. And I remember the days of football, NFL football, where they didn't. And, of course, college ball, they have it now, I think. I'm pretty sure they do. It does sometimes slow the game down. And then the coaches can challenge. One coach challenged the fact that it was an incompletion and, of course, won the challenge. Anyways, I don't know what I'm going to do when the UFL season is over, and I'm actually not sure when that is. I don't know how long their season is, and I don't know if they have like a similar to a Super Bowl or some kind of championship game. I'm sure they do. Anyways, now for a shameless plug for listeners that are in Manhattan Beach, and it's, I think, only people that live on the west side where the magazine is distributed, but the May issue of Manhattan Beach Social Magazine is in the mailboxes, or in mailboxes today. I know that because I just received mine in the mail. My article, I'm a contributing writer, so my article on the Manhattan Beach Tour de Pier is on pages 12 and 13, and then my Manhattan Beach Sunset Photos, there's two of them every month, that's on page 14. The Manhattan Beach Tour de Pier is a stationary bike race on the pier, of course, and that's Sunday, May 19th. Again, it's the May issue. It's interesting. It's only April 22nd, but it usually comes out a week before, you know, the month that it's going to be published. And I know that just a couple of days ago I wrote my June article because I have a deadline that will, you know, the submission date for my articles are the 20th. And I get a little nervous thinking that I'll write something and then, you know, something will have changed, or I have to predict that something's going to happen, and then in some rare cases, you know, maybe the event got canceled or whatever. I remember I wrote something in anticipation of something that was, it's been that way, you know, for years. Changed it to some other way, and people said, didn't you know that this was changed? And I said, yeah, but I didn't know that as of press time. And on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.